Hello, welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. This week, we are presenting Big Fish, Small Pond, an original story by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Clyde and his family, Savannah Lennon and her family, Sarah and Sachi and their family, and Kim and Amelia and their family. Thank you for helping to support our show, Clyde, Savannah Lennon, Sarah, Sachi, Kim, and Amelia. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. Here's a quick note on ads, since a lot of you have been asking. We want the show to be free forever, even as we continue to put out episodes more often, but that takes a little money. We thought ads would be a great way to keep it free, and most of you seem to agree, but we've also been hearing some people would rather pay than have ads. If you fall into that group, we totally understand. You can give us a dollar or two at patreon.com/stories, and you'll get all the episodes as ad-free MP3s to use however you'd like. If you don't want to pay, you can keep listening here and thank our great sponsors. We think this is a win-win, and we hope you do too.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous!
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa! Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Big Fish, Small Pond. Once upon a time, there was a bigmouth bass named Nettie. That's Nettie with two D's and no T's. Her mother didn't name her after a net, thank you very much. What her mother did name her after? No one knew, because like all fish, she was mostly left to make her own way in the world. Nettie lived in a pond with a school of other fish. The pond didn't have a name, people just called it the small pond. It wasn't all that small, really, but just next door, down the stream and over the beaver dam, there was a much bigger pond. So Nettie's pond was called the small pond, and Nettie was the biggest fish in it, which suited her just fine. Nettie liked being the biggest fish in the small pond. She liked how no one could tell her what to do. That was a good thing. And she liked how she could tell everyone what to do. That was an even better thing. Well, at least it was to Nettie. Truth is, the rest of the fish didn't like it so much. In fact, they didn't like her so much either, on account of how she was always bossing them around and yelling at them with her big mouth. But they didn't dare say that to her. Until one day, they had had enough of Nettie. It was a beautiful summer afternoon, and Nettie was up to her most beloved pastime, bossing around the three smaller fish in her school. Their names were Guppy, Sunny, and Perch, and they were her favorite targets. She teased and bullied and bossed them mercilessly.
"Hey, Sunny," Nettie said. "Why don't you bring me some bugs? I'm hungry today."
Sunny grumbled but went and fetched Nettie her bugs. As she was eating, Nettie saw Guppy coming out of his home among the weeds, the big stringy green ones that lined the bottom of their pond.
"Hey, look," she said. "It's the little bait fish. How long before some fisherman gets you on his hook?"
"Don't call me that, Nettie. I'm not bait," said Guppy.
At least, that's what he meant to say. In reality, he was so afraid of Nettie, all that ever came out was... Nettie laughed, her greenish tail flipping back and forth.
Bait fish, you're the fisherman's wish," she sang.
This was a pretty normal day in the small pond.
"Well, I can't take it anymore," exploded Perch, always the bravest of the three.
"Why do you have to be such a bully, Nettie?"
Nettie swam right up to Perch.
"Because I'm a big mouth bass. It's not my fault I have this great big mouth. It's just how I am."
"Well, if you're so big and tough," said Perch, "then why don't you just jump the dam and go live in the big pond with the other big fish and just leave us alone?"
"Well," said Nettie, taken aback, "I can tell when I'm not wanted.
You little fish obviously can't handle a little bit of teasing. Maybe I will go to the big pond. I bet the fish over there know how to take a joke.
Good then, go, said Perch.
I will, said Nettie.
Good, go then, said Sunny.
I'm going, said Nettie. Said Guppy.
Fine, I'll leave, said Nettie,
and she swam off down the stream and towards the dam.
I don't need them anyway, she said to herself. I'm a big mouth bass. I should be in the big pond with the other big fish like me. This is going to be way better. Way better.
The closer she got to the dam, the more excited she got. It built up and up and up inside of her until she couldn't help but sing it out.
Well, they say I have a big mouth, but I'm a big mouth bass, so can you really blame me for my big mouth sass? I've always been the strongest, the fastest swimmer, too. There's been nothing I tried that this big mouth couldn't do. I've outgrown the waters where I was spawned. I'm a big fish in a small pond. Well, fish, we swim in schools, but they say I have no class, so I'm gonna jump the dam and find a bigger pond at last. Yeah, I'm gonna take the leap. Oh, mama, watch me fly. The haters won't see nothing but my big mouth blowing by. I've outgrown the waters where I was spawned. I'm a big fish in a small pond.
There it was, the beaver dam right in front of her. Nettie swam faster and faster. The dam grew closer and closer. And finally, with a great flick of her mighty tail, she broke out of the water and went soaring through the air. She was blinded by the bright sun and choked by the waterless air for a heartbeat, but then she splashed back down with a great crashing kersplish right into the waters of the big pond. Nettie stopped to get her bearings. Before she could so much as flex her fins, she was knocked aside by a great sweeping tail of a burly shadfish.
"Hey, watch where you're going," she cried,
but the shad didn't seem to hear her.
"Well," said Nettie, "not the best start, but it'll get better. Oh, look, another big mouth bass. This will be perfect."
She swam over to the other big mouth. As she got closer, she realized that the big mouth was even bigger than her, but she had gone too far to quit now.
"Hey, fellow big mouth," she said. "I just came over from the small pond. You wouldn't believe what I've been dealing with over there."
The other big mouth made a dismissive noise and pushed her aside.
"Whatever. Out of my way, shrimp."
"Shrimp! Shrimp!" Nettie hollered after him. "Who are you calling shrimp? I'm a big mouth bass. I'm the big fish."
Came the laugh from behind her. She whirled and found herself fin to fin with a great northern pike. He was easily the biggest fish Nettie had ever seen. Bigger than Nettie and Guppy and Sunny and Perch all rolled together. For the first time in her life, Nettie felt small.
"You? The big fish?"
rumbled the pike.
"More like the biggest guppy. You do for a fisherman, but that's it. Now get out of my way, little bait fish."
The northern pike pushed her to the side and swam away.
"Bait fish?" said Nettie softly.
She swam around the big pond, and everywhere she went, she was met with more of the same. Baitfish is probably the nicest thing she was called that afternoon. Finally, heartbroken, Nettie came back to the dam and looked at it longingly. She wanted to go home, she realized, back to her small pond, back to Guppy and Sunny and Perch. She wanted to, but she couldn't, not after how she had treated them. Her trip to the big pond had given her some much-needed perspective, and she was ashamed of how she had treated her friends in the small pond. As she stared at the dam, a song slipped from her lips.
They say I have a big mouth, I'm a big mouth bass. But now I see it was just me who gave out all that sass. I've always been the strongest, the fastest swimmer too. But here it's clear that big depends on who's biggest nearest you. And I miss the waters where I was spawned. I'm a little fish in a big pond. Well, fish, we swim in schools, but they say I have no class. So I went and jumped the dam and found a bigger pond at last. Yeah, I took that lonely leap, and now I realize how I was. I was mean to all the smaller fish. I was mean just because. And I miss the waters where I was spawned. I'm a little fish in a big pond. Well, if I could go back there, if I could head on home, I'd apologize to all the guys for the troubled seeds I've sown. And if they would, with open fins, welcome this big mouth home, I'd surely be the kindest big mouth nevermore to roam.
Do you mean that, Nettie?
It was Perch, peeking out through a hole in the beaver dam.
Perch, said Nettie, swimming over to him. I meant every word. When I think of how I treated you guys, I was the big fish in the small pond, and I guess I let it go to my head.
You weren't very nice to us, said Sunny, poking his head through another hole in the dam.
Sunny, exclaimed Nettie. I know I wasn't nice. In fact, I was pretty terrible. I guess I didn't realize what it was like to be a small fish in a big pond, but I've learned my lesson. I'm sorry for how I acted.
Why don't you come on home, Nettie?
Said Guppy, smiling through a third hole in the dam.
Guppy! Nettie cried. Thank you, thank you, thank you! I'll never call you a bait fish again. In fact, if anyone calls you that, you just come tell me. A big fish should look out for the little guy, not bully them. From now on, I'm taking you three under my fin.
And she did. And from that day forward, Nettie wasn't just the biggest fish in the small pond. She was the kindest, too. The end. Today's story, Big Fish, Small Pond, was an original story written by Daniel Hines and performed by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support the show, please head to our iTunes page and leave a review for Stories Podcast. If you would like to receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories to make a pledge. Then send an email to amanda@storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.